David Kaplan is a voice of Chicago sports, and he's on WGNRadio.com right now.
Paul Basiert from PredictionMachine.com joins us here on WGN. Hey, Paul, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. Trying to stay warm on a chilly January evening in Chicago. And unfortunately, we have no playoff football here. But we do have four pretty decent games wild card weekend. Let's start with tomorrow's games. Kansas City, Indy. Your thoughts?
Sure. Yeah, and I think this is going to be one of the more competitive games. Actually, both the games on Saturday look like pretty close to coin flip games in terms of our numbers. Now, we simulated this game 50,000 times, and we have it as a 24-23 game. But in all honesty, with Indianapolis winning by only about a half a point on average, it could go either way. And against the number, which is one of the things that I know we're looking at here, I think Kansas City is not only the right side to be on, they've got a really good chance to win this game outright. And it's because not necessarily what happened 2 weeks ago, because that would suggest the opposite. It's because they protect the football, they run the ball very well, and getting healthy on the defense with Justin Houston coming back, they should be able to get after the quarterback. So we have the Chiefs as having a really good chance to pull off what I guess is technically an upset. And the values on that side, 51% of the time, that's it. That's how often Indianapolis wins. So look for a very close game there.
So, Paul, when you're doing the math on this, are you including Dwayne Bowe, Justin Houston, Brandon Albert? Are they all on the field? Does it work that way?
Yeah, and the other 18 guys or whatever it was that they rested last week. But, yeah, that is true. Now the one question mark is actually not one of those guys. The only real questionable player it looks like at this point is Haley.
Right.
Now, I would say it's imperative to Kansas City's chances to win this game that they put pressure on the quarterback. And in this case, they're probably going to need both Houston and Haley out there at something close to full strength in order to pull that off.
All right, let's talk about the San Diego-Cincinnati game.
Sure.
What do you think there?
I think... And people have been talking about weather. I think weather will be one of the narratives of this weekend with three games outside. But to me, this is the game in Cincinnati, where weather will have the greatest impact, because it's not just the temperature, which won't be nearly as cold as it might be in both Philly and in Green Bay this weekend, but it's also the driving winds, the rain, sleet combination that's going to happen in Cincinnati around the time the kickoff happens, and the snow that will accumulate overnight. Look for a lower scoring game then. And we like San Diego to keep it within 7 points, which is what the spread is. And there's two main reasons for that. One is that the Bengals are hurting in the secondary. No Terrence Newman likely, and Leon Hall has been out for most of the year. So their best two cornerbacks aren't going to be out on the field, and Phillip Rivers ended up with the second best pass offense in the entire league, but and only behind Peyton Manning in terms of our efficiency index. But also, Cincinnati makes more mistakes than any of the other 11 playoff teams in the NFL. They have big issues with penalties, with turnovers, with special teams, some of the disciplinary issues Cincinnati ends up having problems with. And I think that if they lose before the Super Bowl, it's going to be because of a big mistake that Cincinnati made, not necessarily because they were outplayed. That's enough to keep this game close, especially with the weather kicking in and a low-scoring game. 26-21 is a predicted score. Bengals win 64% of the time in the simulations, but only by about 5 points.
Paul Basiert with us on WGN Radio. You can follow him on Twitter, at PredictMachine. Do you have a Bengals factor in this game, Paul? Because you got a 23-year drought. They haven't won a playoff game. You've got Andy Dalton's never won a playoff game. You got Marvin Lewis 0-4 in the postseason in 11 years. There's got to be, in my mind at least, a little bit of an extra pressure on a team like that. We'd call it in Chicago the Cub factor. Is there anything that you can put in there? Do you guys work like that?
Well, to a degree, that's kind of what I was getting at with the mental issues for this team. It's not necessarily that they've had that much of a difficulty in the postseason. If you go back and look, they played two games on the road in the last two seasons, and then in one of the home playoff games that they got recently, Carson Palmer was knocked out in the first quarter. So there's not a ton that you can draw from that in how it relates to this game. But the team is built on a lot of value players, and you can get value players in the draft or even undrafted in free agency by looking at players with character issues. That's been one of the motives of Mike Brown and this front office for Cincinnati, and that rears its head in a lot of these situations. They lost the Bears game almost exclusively because of some of the mistakes that they made, and I think that's what could hurt this Bengals team, because from a talent perspective, that's at the very least the second best team in the AFC behind Denver, and the gap between Denver and Cincinnati isn't that great on the talent level. It's just the mental and the disciplinary things that separate those two teams.
We're talking to Paul Basiert from PredictionMachine.com. For people listening, you go, what is Prediction Machine? I've asked you this before, but explain it for the audience.
Well, our mantra is that we play the game 50,000 times before it's actually played. And what that means is that we have a simulation technology called the Predictilator. We play on a play-by-play basis, accounting for all 22 players on the field, the home field advantage, the weather, which certainly is a factor, as it will be in three of the four games this week. We take that all into account and actually play the game out and to see what can happen and spit out results from that analysis that suggest just about anything that can occur and the likelihood of anything happening. In this case, not only can we look at what's going to happen in each of the upcoming playoff games, but what's going to happen over the course of the NFL playoffs in general. Now, this is a great time to be talking to us. I'm sure people are just concerned about the results more so than what the actual and how sophisticated the actual technology is. And fortunately, as you know, we went 11-0 against the number one time in the NFL postseason, and we're 26-8 all time picking games against the spread in the NFL. You don't have to just worry about the spread in general. Maybe that doesn't affect you, but at least it's the best way to understand how good this technology is relative to the public perception.
All right, say those numbers one more time.
And before you do say them, I think everybody who's driving right now should just pull over, digest the numbers, and then call their bookie. Go ahead, Paul.
There you go. Or book a flight to Vegas, of course, as I would suggest to keep it on the up and up.
Of course.
11-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs is what we did. I guess now we're looking at three postseasons ago, but overall, we're 26-8 against the spread on Prediction Machine. I've been doing this for a decade. I worked for another site for a little while before this, doing the exact same thing. And I personally now am 9-1 come Super Bowl time, picking those games against the number as well.
9-1 in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, 9-1. It's a great time of year. It's a full season's worth of data. The motivation's at the highest. We don't have to worry about people taking any plays off. They're always trying their hardest come playoff time. And this is the time of year when the public has the strongest opinion, and usually it's wrong, so we can take advantage of that.
All right, so you're saying so far through the first two games, take KC and take who? San Diego?
San Diego, yep.
Okay, now we go to the second day's games. You've got, what do we have? San Diego game is on Sunday. Tomorrow night we've got New Orleans at Philly. I like New Orleans. What do you say?
I do, but of those now 38 picks that we've made against the spread in the NFL postseason, this is the weakest opinion we've ever had, unfortunately. But it is on New Orleans, and that line could creep up a little bit more. It seems like the public perception is that the weather will impact Philly and help Philly a little bit more than it will help New Orleans, plus that New Orleans struggled on the road, which has happened in a very public way. We like the Saints to keep this game incredibly close. It's another game that's close to 50-50 straight up, but the value for us is actually in a shootout. It's in the over. When you look at these defenses, we've got a defense in Philadelphia that's very good against the run, but terrible against the pass. The Saints are really good against the pass, terrible against the run. Well, when you line that up with who they're facing in these games, that's a bad matchup for both of the defenses. It's a high-scoring game for us. Not a lot of wind or precipitation expected, so it's a shootout to us. 31-30 is our predicted score. Philadelphia wins, but there's value then in New Orleans, and we think that this point total will get into the 60s with the Eagles only winning about 52% of the 50,000 simulations.
So you say there, Paul, though, that you go against the public. Or in the Super Bowl, everybody's got a prediction one way, and normally the public's wrong. I would think that the public loves the over in this game, no?
Yeah, and they don't, because they come playoff time, oftentimes the public jumps on board with weather and overreacts to weather, and people are thinking about East Coast outside. New Orleans struggles in general when they play outside, and the line has actually dropped from 54.5 to 53, and we held steady at expecting 60-plus points to be scored.
All right, then the last game is Green Bay-San Francisco. What's a Prediction Machine?
Yeah, we've got San Francisco winning and winning pretty easily here. And as a guy from Janesville, Wisconsin, that pains me to say, but I'll certainly be rooting for the San Francisco 49ers to win and do so in the fashion that we're looking at. And when I look at this projection, it's actually fairly straightforward. Not just has San Francisco dominated Green Bay in the last three times that they've met with very similar rosters, but the Packers have the weakest defense of the 12 teams in the playoffs. They rank 30th against the run and 31st against the pass overall in our efficiency metrics defensively, with a lot of injuries playing a role there. They have the worst special teams of any team that made it to the postseason, and they're going up against the best team playing this weekend in San Francisco. It just happens to be that they have Aaron Rodgers and home field advantage, but that's the only thing going for the Packers in this game, and I don't think that's enough to overcome all their deficiencies and a really tough matchup. So it's a San Francisco victory. We still like there to be about 50 points being scored in this game. Despite the weather, it's not going to impact the game as much as people anticipate, and we do have San Francisco winning 30-24 is our predicted score. That is both our strongest opinion against the number and on the total of this weekend.
Okay, so if somebody is getting their feet wet in Vegas, listening on their smartphone right now, and they're like, okay, I got to go to the sports book at the Wynn. They take Kansas City, San Diego, New Orleans, San Francisco, and your best play on the side is San Francisco, and your best play on the total is over, you said, in San Francisco?
Yep, exactly. And I'll make it even easier for you because I'm sure some people are putting this all together in their heads have figured it out. We're on every single road team and every single over, though we don't have a playable opinion in either of the AFC over or under games. We just happen to have – that happens to be – if we have to lean to a specific side, that would have to be the one.
All right, so again, for people out there listening, they can go to predictionmachine.com. Phenomenal site and a ton of info, different sports, not just football. And of the four games, you have them color-coded. What are the color codes mean for people when they get there, and what are these games coded?
Sure, and everything comes with confidence. And you know, I was a finance major. My parents were both teachers, so education and understanding what to do with bankroll management is very important to me. And you know, we would say that a normal play would be putting 1% to 3% of somebody's bankroll what they're comfortable playing on any individual game. Now, there are two games where we consider these games normal plays that are kind of highlighted on the site. They end up being gray, but they're highlighted relative to the other colors on the site. Actually, there's three of those kind of plays. San Francisco -2.5, San Francisco and Green Bay over, and the over in the NFC game are the three strong opinions that all fall into that category because each of those covers more than 57% of the time. In order to be playable with the way that the VIG kind of works and having to bet 11 to win 10 if you're headed to Vegas, you have to win at least 52.4% of the time. The only of the eight picks that we have, the only two games that aren't playable right now are technically the two totals in the AFC champion in the AFC games, the playoffs.
All right, so no total in the KC game, yep, and no total in the San Diego Cincinnati
exactly
game.
Everything else is playable.
And you got the overs and the Saints and the Niners, and you got San Francisco, and you got New Orleans.
Yep.
There you have it. All right, and how about the BCS title game?
Yeah, I'll break this down one down quickly. I'm sure it's pretty straightforward to us. We actually have almost an identical predicted margin against an almost identical predicted spread to what we saw last year when we loved Alabama to win easily over Notre Dame, and we're looking at Florida State winning easily over Auburn. 41-29 is our predicted score there. That line will probably come down on Monday in Auburn's favor as the public jumps on the SEC, at least relative to their championships as of late. And as Seminoles, though, as dominant as they've been, they averaged having a 24.5-point spread this year in every game, and yet have covered in every single matchup since September. It's a team full of first-round draft choices, literally won at every single level of the offense and the defense. Auburn was good enough to get itself into position to be lucky to win. Florida State never even had to worry about that. Yes, the schedules matter, but Florida State's about as dominant a team as we've ever seen, at least that I've ever seen in the 10 years that I've been doing this.
All right, so it's Florida State on Monday night. Total play in that game?
A little bit, yeah. And we're looking at about 70 points being scored. The total's up to 67, so we do like the over and the favorite in that game. And while that tends to be something that the public backs, for whatever reason in bowl season, these games for the most part are flying over the totals, and we've been on the right side of that more often than not. 14-5 so far this season when we have a playable opinion in the bowls. And with Florida State, though people tend to like the favorite, it's actually the sharps and the big money that's on Florida State. A lot of the public is in love with Auburn and what that team's done and trying to bet that line down. In each of the last three seasons, the championship game spread has moved more than 1.5 on the day of the championship game. Watch for that to happen again. I wouldn't be surprised for this game to go off as only a 7-point favorite for Florida State, which is just better news for us.
And right now it's what, 8.5?
8.5 is the consensus, yeah.
All right. Well, predictionmachine.com. We'll check in with you again during the playoffs and when we get toward the Super Bowl, as you are, what, 9-1? What was the one Super Bowl you lost?
Last year, unfortunately, we were 9-0 up until that point. But we had San Francisco winning and covering in that game, and it didn't quite work out in our favor.
I was shocked to see, Paul, that you got the Cubs this year for 95 wins. That's good news.
Yeah, actually over on 95 wins.
Yeah,
so good chance of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Cap. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. There he is, Paul Basir, predictionmachine.com.
You think he's smarter than you?
Yes.
The David Kaplan Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
And on your app, WGNRadio.com.